Seen have I the Holy Mother, errand mine here well fulfilled. Blessed news shall I now convey, having crossed back ocean's sweep. May I return? Nay, I shall not, for I have to leave behind a mark of visit paid to Lanka by this envoy Rama sent. So deciding, Hanuman swelled and thundered in his massive form, shattering ears and frightening guards who roamed protecting Ravan's grove. Roared about as cyclone grown, as heaving wave of mighty sea, death itself with open jaws stood before all as it were. Trees were broken, buildings crushed, and walls were pulled down, barracks strong, all in pieces lay below, destroyed root and branch around. World destruction come on Lanka, so thought fear-struck men of war, rushed to Ravan, raising hue and cry, and made their submission. Deign to save us, King of Kings, we are helpless in this painful awe. Maddened monkey come from somewhere, destroys lovely Ashoka grove. With wrathful eyes did Ravan gaze, and ordered soldiers brave the ape, go forth with and face the beast, or kill him then and there at once. Pompous force of army men saw Hanuman marching towards him, and determined in his mind to rout the warriors of Ravan. With clubs and sticks and swords and arrows, stones and trees did soldiers strike at a mountain frame of Hanuman, as straw would fall on mountain's peak. Come, I am here, face me, friends, so Hanuman quoth with laughter cruel, caught the soldiers one by one and smashed them all to rocky ground. Rose Hanuman like a tempest, swelling like a mountain high, shining as the rising sun and fiercely looking all around. Roared Hanuman, mighty hero, bursting like a thunderstorm, broke the hearts of Lanka dwellers, wombs began to drop their babes. With thud that shook the earth below, did Vayu's son jump here and there, smashed gayful Ashoka grove, crushed the trees and broke ramparts. Great commotion seeped through Lanka, people wondered and feared, this unforeseen dread anxiety, threatening cyclone raging noise. Rakshas rushed in panic sorrow, lamenting with Lanka's king, O monarch of all the worlds, fair Lanka shakes with danger. Fear imminent unknown monster wastes the garden like a weed. Hanuman then announced aloud in darting voice, stentorian sound, mission sacred for which he came, leaping waters Lanka's girl. Rama's servant, son of Vayu, here I am to end all foes. With all the strength of soldier heroes, let them face me single here. Not 1,000 Ravans, all well armed, can stand before me now in rage. I shall rend them all en masse, with clenched fist and force of hand. I shall crush and pound to dust this Lanka with its king and wealth, and return to Rama great with folded hands in joy serene. There then Ravan, king affrighted, sent at last his grandson great, most of loved ones, handsome youth, Ravan's heart but fire in war. Acha, son of Indrajit, who marched with arms where Hanuman sat, on pillars topped with gaze of red eyes, waiting fun of further deeds. Battle fierce then broke out there, Acha shot his arrow straight at Hanuman's body, which there stood as reinforced iron hill. Laughed Hanuman, looked at Acha, beauteous lad, so tender born, heart of Hanuman would not permit death of such a charming boy. But this fighter, Ravan's hero, was not merely lad of teens. He was also threat and fury when on field of war that raged. Hanuman had no alternative. He then hardened his feelings, caught the legs of Acha fighting, and down he went as broken bones. Pounded marrow, squeezed out body, mass of flesh there Acha lay. Horror indeed, this mean news to Ravan, who sobbed aloud or child he lost, and with grievous laden heart spoke to dear Indrajit. Son beloved, Acha is gone, can you go and wreak vengeance on this ape, this death-like beast, this nuisance come on Lanka fair? Wept Indrajit for death of son, his only joy that earth could bear, girt his loins, took up his arms and marched towards Ashoka grove. Fought with fury, hit Hanuman, struck him with his weapon sharp, cast undaunted Brahma's astra, bound Hanuman with this noose. Hanuman bound was brought to Ravan, who who cruelly laughed at a captive ape. Look, this idiot's longish tail you set on flames, then let him go. Killing monkey, heroes like us loathsome deeds should sure pronounce. So did order king of Lanka, Rakshas clans then caught the tail, draped with oily rags the limbs of happy Vayu's son divine. Flames were let in, tail on fire, then Hanuman jumped from house to house. Vayu, father, blew with violence, helping son who blew like wind. Lo, the whole of Lanka fair glowed in raging, hungry flames. Hell descended on earth it looked, Lanka's dwellers cried and ran. Ravan, lord of lords, our master, save us, we are gone. So the lament went around, men, women and children burned. Having given a glimpse of what stuff Rama's anger embodied, Hanuman dipped his tail in ocean and he went to Sita sad. Gracious mother, here your servant stands before you, supplicant. Power to lift the whole of Lanka, Rama's slave wields here and now. If you so wish, please be seated on my back to cross the sea. I shall carry sacred weight and place it there for Rama's joy. Mother Sita smiled and blessed the hero. Go and tell the prince, let him come and take me himself. This is Dharma, Arya's law. Hanuman, hero, mighty, grand, bowed before the divine dame, flew across the ocean back and told the gladdened news to all. Hari Om Tat Sat, Brahmarpanamastu.